This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
And clarifies damages only accrue per person, not per action, like a fingerprint scan. It comes after last year's state Supreme Court ruling that each fingerprint scan can count as a violation. The bill is headed to the House. The Komatsu Mining Truck is the winner of the Illinois Manufacturers Association's Maker's Madness Contest. The truck is built in Peoria and uses its large carrying capacity for construction and mining. More stories, podcasts, and videos at nowdecatur.com.
The House is about to try again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, with another vote soon this morning on what is touted as a national security tool that's key within the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Days after some Republicans blocked extending that FISA section over concerns American citizens get caught up in warrantless wiretapping. GOP Congressman Tom Tiffany just sat on the House floor.
Afghanistan falling to the Taliban, ISIS revived, Houthi terrorists putting our troops under attack, Israeli men and women, children slaughtered by Hamas. Will Americans giving up their civil rights prevent those things from happening? It won't.
Now, some Republicans are trying to make changes to FISA to protect Americans, but Congressman Joe Neguse, a Democrat, counters.
The former president, whom apparently the House Republican caucus continues to take orders from, made clear and abundant his desire for a permanent reauthorization of this program with none of these reforms.
Well, that's when from Donald Trump was president. Now he wants to kill the FISA program, saying it was used to spy on his 2016 campaign. Later today, the former president will meet with House Speaker Johnson, who calls FISA a vital tool. Israel keeps bracing for an Iran attack that appears to be imminent. Iran's warned of retaliation, blaming Israel for a strike in Syria last week that killed two Iranian generals. For the second time this week, President Biden announces a plan to spare more Americans from student loan debt, wiping out $7 billion worth for 277,000 borrowers. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says
the SAVE plan is helping millions of people who earn less than $15 per hour have a monthly payment of $0 and is helping some borrowers get their debts canceled faster.
As President Biden keeps finding a way around the Supreme Court that rejected his much bigger student loan forgiveness plan. Three police officers in a hospital in Memphis after being shot early this morning, approaching a suspicious vehicle. The third cop was shot and grazed. They fired back, wounding two people who are also hospitalized. America's listening to Fox News.
Don't let everyday aches and pains keep you from living your best life.
I don't think I really understood what people meant when they talked about pain until I started feeling it myself.
Start feeling better every day with Relief Factor, a daily supplement designed to support your body's fight against aches and pains.
Not only do I move better without pain, I just feel better.
Created by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that target four metabolic pathways to address pain. Relief Factor doesn't just mask aches and pains, it helps reduce or even eliminate them.
Today, I do the things I love, and it doesn't occur to me to think about pain.
You can feel the difference all day, every day.
Join the over 1 million people who have tried Relief Factor's 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. And feel the difference of Relief Factor.
While House members make speeches on the floor ahead of that FISA surveillance vote, there is new legislation for Congress to soon consider on rebuilding that bridge in Baltimore as crews keep continuing the long process of removing wreckage a few weeks after a ship hit the bridge, bringing it down, blocking shipping traffic in and out of Baltimore's ports.
The bill introduced by Maryland's congressional delegation would allow the federal government to fully fund replacing the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. This comes after Maryland Governor Wes Moore and Maryland lawmakers have had several meetings with Biden administration officials and congressional leaders. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin says just because the federal government is stepping up, that doesn't mean anyone found responsible for the bridge collapse is off the hook.
Any third-party recoveries from liable entities or insurance will go to relieve the federal taxpayers of the burdens that have been sustained as a result of the loss of the bridge.
It's still uncertain how much the total reconstruction of the bridge will cost. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
FBI Director Christopher Wray told a House hearing,
"We've seen the threat from foreign terrorists rise to a whole nother level after October 7th.
Well, that's when Hamas attacked Israel, triggering the war in Gaza. We also told lawmakers there's an increasing worry there could be a terror attack here in the U.S. The day after he said that, we're learning an Afghan migrant who was on the terror watch list is in custody after being allowed to enter the U.S. illegally and released.
It took about a year before this Afghan migrant was taken back into U.S. custody. But Homeland Security officials say immigration officials did not release him knowing he had terror ties. NBC First reported Mohammed Karwin was initially arrested in March 2023 near San Ysidro, California, after crossing illegally at the southern border. But DHS officials say at the time, Customs and Border Protection could not conclusively prove that Karwin was on the terror watch list.
Fox's Madeline Rivera on Wall Street. A sell-off is brewing. Futures are falling. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
At Busey Wealth Management, we're proud to partner with individuals, families, and foundations, ensuring possibilities become achievements. From preserving and enhancing your assets to securing your legacy for future generations, we're focused on your success. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
It took more than makeup, costumes, music, and lights to get me on stage. It took the gift of an organ donor.
Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part.
Be an organ donor, because life does go on.
Register at lifegoeson.com.
A little more rain than I thought this morning, but I guess it's going to get out of here and be replaced with wind. Yay.
That's right. Yeah, there is rain going on today, mostly cloudy also, and it'll be sunny a little later. High of 62, wind for sure in the forecast. Tonight, clear and windy with a low of 41. For Saturday, sunny with a high near 74. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 45 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Byers and Company. Angela from the YMCA in studios. Checking with Nicole Bateman from EDC. And I don't know if we have room for Jason Day's pants, but we'll figure it out. The company starts now.
Byers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
So I was always strange, in the whole fashion thing. Like when I'd watch the Ryder Cup as a kid, I always thought the Europeans looked a lot better. And that was like, you don't say that. But pleats are the most evil thing on earth. And 2, 3, 4 pleats. You go back and check out Tiger Woods a la 1996, since everybody's reminiscing about OJ. Go look at the pants.
Not a good look, I don't think.
It's hard for me to imagine it come back, right? I mean, everything circulates back in style. Jason Day he was a Nike guy forever. And he's one of these guys that stalled out and then kind of resurrected, and you root for him. He's a nice guy. Jim Kimmins always was really good friends with him, lived in the Ohio area from Australia. Nice guy.
Yeah.
But after he ditched Nike, or Nike ditched him, I don't know how that worked, he signed with this Malbon. This is a family name that they started this hip, like kind of hip bro, annoying golf clothing company that wanted to be hip. And evidently they've gone so full circle hip, they look like grandpa's clothes.
Well, certainly in the wind.
Even when there was no wind, those are like MC Hammer pants. What is he doing in 2024?
I don't know. I saw like a sweater vest they had on that doesn't look like it belongs on the golf course, but I think those pants look a little sketchy.
It looks like, and if you see him like over a putt, because it was so windy yesterday with him flapping full speed, I thought he was wearing rain pants. Like sometimes like they'll have like rain pants and jacket in their golf bag. You know, if you get out there, and it's not thunder or lightning, you know, they'll play in the rain, and sometimes it's colder and they'll have like a rain suit.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like he was wearing, I thought, at first. And he's been doing this, wearing this stuff, crazy stuff all year. It's just, you know, he got stuck with Tiger Woods, and so you get all the camera time. And those pants are ridiculous. The hat's ridiculous. I hate those hats with the little white line, you know, like the little, what would you call that? Like the ribbon across the...
Yeah, at the base of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't hate the hat. I wouldn't wear it.
I was gonna say you're the pickiest hat wearer.
Yeah, I wouldn't wear it, but I don't hate it. I'm looking at their website. They have some pretty cool stuff.
Why isn't he wearing it?
I don't know. There's some better options. Some real way better options.
And why isn't he wearing it?
Yeah, what are you doing?
It looks like static cling. Well, is what it looks like when in the wind.
That's exactly right. So anyway. And some of the reactions of just images that are being put up, you know, in honor of it are pretty funny.
It's funny though, when you look it up, you hit Jason Day and then it comes up pants. Masters. I mean, it comes
as
up.
As a professional golfer, you probably don't want that to be the thing that comes up after your first round.
I'm going to go there. I'm on their website. I'm clicking on the pants.
Malbon. Page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At malbongolf.com.
Or Malbon.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how it's pronounced.
I don't either. Yeah. Malbon. And they've got some, what I would consider to be modern and trendy cuts to their pants. I don't know, of all the things they've got here, why did you pick what you picked?
I mean, maybe for on a skateboard.
It'd be different. I don't have any idea, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I like the idea that to push a little bit of the boundaries, and I think maybe he tried to thread the needle and he missed big.
Look, golfers are way more fashionable today than they used to be. And I say American golfers. Like, when you had the Ryder Cup, you have team uniforms, right? So the European captain or the American captain picks out the clothes. Usually for America, Ralph Lauren does all the stuff. It's like they have a contractor deal or whatever. And it'll be pretty, you know, down the middle. But it isn't like it used to be. I mean, those shirts, you know, the biggest comeback in the history of all time, including Tiger and Justin Leonard and all those people, those are the ugliest shirts. I mean, so they are now forever in history with the biggest accomplishment they ever had in any of their professional golf lives in those shirts.
It's a bad choice. It's
stuck in history.
A bad choice. There's a picture on the article I sent you of like all these fans that are showing like bad pants throughout time. And there's a photo of like an NBA draft of guys in like way oversized pants. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
they have a whole commercial running about it in the Final Four, right? Yeah. With Melo.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we listened to you before. You don't have any good advice at all. Look what we showed up in.
Right. That's what it looks like. It's pretty funny.
All right. Anyway, if you're watching the Masters, they didn't finish the first round for everyone. So it'll be the long day for Tiger Woods and Jason Day's in Tiger Woods' group along with Max Homa, who I also am rooting for as well. Rory's still in it. Tiger, you know, in it.
Will people be teeing off? Do they do shotgun or do they all go?
Oh, no, they all go. So
from one,
they will just have earlier tee times for the groups that didn't finish.
All right,
and they'll probably back up the tee times that were people who were going to start. And they're not expecting, they got wind today. They don't expect any rain or storm. So I think they'll get it underway and then we'll be good for the weekend. All right. Angela from the YMCA. Gym fashion's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the Y, you see a little bit of everything.
You see 70s.
Yeah.
Maybe some 60s.
Are there rules?
You have to have a shirt. Guys have to wear a shirt.
Women don't?
Yeah. Well.
Let me ask you this. I'm just out of curiosity.
You have to be covered.
What's wrong with it's 2024. Yeah. Why can't a woman show off her midriff?
We don't.
Okay.
We can do that now.
That wasn't very long ago. That was a no-no.
It was, but why? Good question. I don't really have the answer to that. I know that there were several women that were upset about that, and it just kind of went away. I was like, I'm not enforcing that.
Yeah.
And guys can wear cut off shirts with holes that come down to their waist and can show all of this and their nipple piercing because the shirts are so small, then why can't a woman wear and the bralettes that they wear now and then the high-waisted tight, I mean, you basically are seeing like an inch or two.
And
here's the crazy thing.
So
I just think when you start your history with everybody in the pool naked, it seems a little odd that now you're going to be all Amish.
This is a space that is being like kind of self-regulated in that there are gymfluencers that are going way too far.
Oh, yeah.
And then there are the ones that are like, hey, this is our space.
Yeah.
Let's bring it back in. Let's make it comfortable for everybody. You don't push too hard.
Right.
You don't be too stuffy. Let's just be somewhere near.
You have to be respectful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, though, I mean, just based on eyeball, it would be a year and a half before I even got to what the women are wearing, dealing with what the men are wearing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, like when you take a towel and you cut a hole in the center and throw it over the top like a poncho.
That's like Mike Tyson.
Yeah, that's basically some of the t-shirts that are held by a thread at the bottom at the waist on both sides.
That's considered okay. Yeah, but
those
shirt,
and if those guys are like gym rats, I mean, look the part.
Yeah, they most of the, yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is looking the part.
Yeah.
And then a lot of it is, ooh, that's, I'm seeing way too much of that that doesn't look the part.
True. I know.
We have to have regulations because people won't self-regulate. I know. Oh, yeah, I understand.
The whole inch mile thing. Yeah. So definitely.
So what? But where would I?
Happy space.
Yeah. I mean, do you? Yeah. I mean, what's your recommendation?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like you need to wear what is comfortable but appropriate for a social setting. I mean, I'm not at my age going to wear a crop top and leggings anymore, but in my 20s,
yeah,
I did.
Well, why are you limiting yourself?
I just don't feel comfortable in it anymore.
Why?
I don't know. Just
We all know you're drastically overweight.
No,
it's your comfort, not other people.
Yeah, but I think you're putting ridiculous notions on yourself.
I'm very comfortable with what I wear now, and it works for me. So
okay,
yeah.
So what advice would you give to someone? I think these are things that people think about.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I got to go. If I go join or if I go do that or I'm in public, what do I wear? First of all, there are performance fabrics.
Sure.
I mean, there's stuff that can legitimately help you.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you've got your dry wick stuff. It just depends. Some of the dry wick to me is terrible. I like some of the cotton blends because I think they breathe better and they don't stink as bad. I mean, you get those dry wicks after a while and you've done a lot of sweating. You cannot wash that stuff out. It smells so awful.
Yeah.
But yeah, people ask me that all the time. Well, what should I wear for my, you know, to the class or what do I need to wear? I'm like, you wear.
See, it's a conversation we've never had, right?
Yeah,
but this gets brought up all the time.
Wear what is comfortable. Well, can I wear sweatpants? Yes, you can wear your sweatpants. You can wear a t-shirt. Whatever you feel comfortable in, because a lot of people aren't, when they first come in, aren't comfortable
to begin with.
I have one tip. So, and this is something you think about the clothes you wear standing up, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're down like doing sit-ups and stuff and you have your shorts and they create these big openings right in there, you might want to consider an underlayer or something, or same with your shirt.
Good point. Yes.
If you're planning on moving up and down, you might be exposing yourself unnecessarily.
That is true.
So an underlayer is probably a good tip.
It is. Yes. If you're wearing some big old shorts, definitely. Definitely.
Or if you're just in the locker room.
Right.
Why are you doing the Captain Morgan pose over there? What's going on?
It's a real thing.
It is a real thing. It is. Why is a towel just around your neck? What's it doing?
If there's even a towel involved.
Yeah. If it's involved, it's around your neck.
You're going to go shower and then air dry.
I didn't say it was drying anything. It's just that accessory.
And once again, no self-awareness about anything. It's like, really? That,
you know, that must be more of a men's locker room.
I'm not taking the heat for this. That is a some guy.
Okay.
Locker room
some
thing.
Some guy. Just
there should be a no wafting sign. No hair drying. Yeah,
like, that is a some guy. I am not taking the heat for all men.
Not going on there.
Anyway, fashion has become, I think, more important in the gym, or it is a thing that is now a bigger thing than maybe it used to be.
Yeah, and I feel like it's the fashion is more with the female than the men. And when I see it, I mean, I'm not there every single hour that the wellness center's open or the pool's open, but I mean, I think you see everything at the Y. Anything.
Everything's true. Yes. You know,
isn't the fashion kind of like a cool thing in the sense that it's like, I want to go pick out my clothes. I want to be excited about going in. I want to look nice. I want to do my thing.
It is for me because I have to, you know, dress professionally, but this is all I wear all the time.
Do you have a problem mixing brands?
I prefer not to. It does drive me a little bit crazy if I'm wearing a top that's this and a bottom that's that.
But what if it's not logoed? Like what if it's just, yeah.
Then I'm fine.
You just don't want the logo, the branding to not match, but the colors can work.
Yeah.
Good luck finding something not logoed today.
It's hard. I mean, I have a particular brand that I love to buy the clothing from. And that's what I stick with for the most part, or I just go like something completely generic with no logo on it. So I can wear it with anything. And then I try so hard to match my shoes to my outfit because, you know, I don't dress up. My line of work does not allow me to wear high heels dressy.
I can't even imagine. I've seen you in regular other shoes one time in my life.
Yeah.
But there's nothing. I mean, I understand that. Why would you not context of what your role is want to be put together? I mean, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And if I have a outfit that
I just think
I don't
it's weird if,
shoes,
when you're wearing Nike shoes and Adidas shorts and an Under Armour top.
I am totally in
that's
agreement.
Janky to me.
It's hard. That I try to stay with my brand and then just a generic whatever. But I do have a couple of shoes that I like that I don't have a lot of clothes with that.
So. All right. Look, it is what it is. But I think people do think about that. And then I think there's some people that don't think about it at all. And then I think there's other people that have thought about it so much on the other side of it that they've pushed the envelope as much as you can possibly.
Well, that's why I have to go buy a pair of white or black shoes. So at least I have something to wear with something that I don't have a shoe to match with.
Because
every once in a while I'm like, oh, I don't have the shoe that goes with this.
I don't have fuchsia and peach.
Well,
maybe you do.
Maybe I do.
I could have gone more obscure.
If you're female, you probably do. It's just, still they're doing those choices things. Like we're like a baby hospital in 1952.
Right.
Boys colors, girls colors.
Yep.
Yeah. I have a lot of colors, but there's every once in a while I'm like, oh, I don't have anything for that.
All right. Where were you
crazy.
During the OJ Bronco slow speed chase down the 405?
I was in Chicago in my apartment. Watching it. Yeah.
It's like yesterday.
You yep. 111th and Pulaski.
Her husband was a teacher at the Chicago Ag School.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I learned that during the break.
Yeah.
All right. What do you have? I didn't bring anything today just because we only have 30 minutes.
I know.
You guys can share the light.
I remember.
No, it's all good. But Nicole will be with us at the bottom of the hour. So let's do this. Let's take a quick break. And we'll come back and do show and tell, which we do every Friday. I wish I had Jason Day's pants. That's my show and tell today. Just
that was
you
good
want
enough.
Enjoyment? We go just Google.
You showed me and you told me about
Google
it.
His
they
pants.
They look comfy.
No, they don't.
Oh, you don't think so?
I'd be so self-conscious.
They got the little thing on the bottom that you can
he looks like. He looks like a kind of chunky middle-aged man.
It does make him
and
look
he's only
heavier.
36, and he's actually a pretty thin guy. Yeah. And he looks, right?
I mean, he normally would wear the tailored golf pants, didn't
he? Was a Nike guy forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
the production photos look great. He looks awesome in them. But practically in the wind, he's getting some points taken off. He shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
All right, let's need a dryer sheet.
Nick's got your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today, there's some rain this morning, mostly cloudy and gradually becoming sunny, high near 62 and some wind. Tonight, clear and windy, low around 41. For Saturday, sunny with a high of 74 and Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 82. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 46 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:23.
A primary care physician from Memorial Care can help you better manage your medications. Having one provider who knows your health can help ensure your meds are working together. Physicians in Decatur are accepting new patients. Visit memorial.health today.
Does it hurt to twist? Does the pain persist? Maybe it's time you see a specialist. Memorial Specialty Care is your source for specialists, providing the expertise you need to patients at DMH. To learn more, visit memorial.health today.
What can Del Brown Services do for you?
Del Brown Services can do just about anything for you. A variety of hauling and delivery. You need that old carpet hauled away?
Del Brown Services can do it.
Have a basement or garage full of items that need cleaned out?
Del Brown Services can do it.
Del Brown Services, offering delivery from all major chain stores, cleanup, and removal of unwanted items from your home. Need it hauled or delivered? Del Brown Services is who you call. We are fully insured and reliable.
Call Del Brown Services today at 521-9495.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. The final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at stmega.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Friday. Hope you're having a great start to your week. We've I wanted to go through here and, by the way, Fernando Alonso signed a two-year extension with Aston Martin. So as all the gossip is about who's going to replace Lewis Hamilton, we can take his name off the list. And that eight-year-old kid who died after eating strawberries at the kids' fundraiser, you remember this story? No. It was fentanyl. His dad's been arrested, no. And it wasn't. Something about that story was so odd to me, but, you know, not that there's any less tragic by saying, but this is the stuff we've been talking about with Tanya, you know, for years now, and the dangers of this stuff and how deadly it is. It was not a strawberry allergic reaction. It was drugs that the dad had in the house. So tragic, right? No doubt about it. I wanted to mention those two things. And then Monday, I read a story that was just utterly depressing. It was how much taxes the average American pays in their lifetime to the government, and then state by state how that differs. And can you take a guess, just a ballpark swing at what the average American pays in taxes in their life?
$600,000.
It's pretty close.
Wow.
Is that for real?
Yeah, the average. I mean, that's taking every American citizen and averaging out.
No.
Do you think you get 600 grand back in, like, I mean, it's fascinating, and it is interesting to look state by state how that differs, right?
Wow.
That's throwing everybody that doesn't pay any taxes.
And yeah, exactly right.
So we'll talk about that in depth on Monday because it's fascinating. And I'm not suggesting we not pay taxes. I'm just saying sometimes you put it in context, it's like it's almost a little overwhelming. Show and tell. What do you got here?
Okay.
So another large one.
It was funny because my husband goes, what are you going to take for show and tell? And I said, I know, because we've kind of talked about this several times, about the time that I went to Vegas and I didn't really want to go. And then I went and had an awesome time. And so my husband put together a little photo of all of our fun moments.
Oh, montage.
So, yes.
Oh,
so.
We're looking at a frame that is glass and transparent with tickets, photos, maybe like a menu or something. And
yes.
Where you can see through most
all
of it.
Walk us through what's the menu.
So the menu, we went to Joel Robuchon.
Oh.
Nice.
Wow.
So we went with our best friends that we always travel with. He knows some pretty well-to-do people. So his friend took us to this restaurant. There were 10 of us.
Yeah.
It is your 7-course meal, whatever. We had our own private room.
Yeah.
Private. They would bring in the bread cart, not a tray, a cart, your dessert cart. And we had like 7 courses. We were dressed to the nines. I mean, And we had wine. And so we were talking with our friend and we were like, what do you think that this meal cost? And he was like, 10 grand. $1,000 a person.
Wow.
So there's some weird stuff on here. I tried it all. I'm sitting next to our best friend, and she's like, she does not eat fish.
Yeah.
So lobsters come in and shrimp. And I'm like, You just put it in there, chew it. You got this, girl.
Go
just
for it.
Swallow.
$90 shrimp.
So one time she goes, I can't. And I'm like, all right, just pass it over here. And so we very secretly, and I'm like, I'll take the lobster. Happy to take that.
Yeah, I'll take it off your hands. Yes. $250 lobster.
And so I'm like, this cold corn soup, this ain't working for me. She's like, oh, I'll take that. I'm like,
swapsies.
All right. So we swap.
There you go.
But it was the most unbelievable. So we're at the MGM. And this is where this restaurant, it was just amazing.
I've done that experience.
Oh, and so cool.
It's the only meal, I think, in my life that I just felt incredibly guilty the entire time I was eating
it. It's crazy.
That there is absolutely nothing in this world worth
much
money for food.
There's
And I just kept thinking.
And these people have this money to do, I mean, and it was
everybody
experience.
Went on and on about the bread. I thought it was okay.
Oh, I mean, it was like bread. It was a 3-hour. I swear we were there forever.
Yeah, it's an experience.
And it was really cool.
The waiters are like assassins. They're just,
yeah.
I mean, you take two drinks out of your.
Like ninjas.
And they're filling it up. From?
How's my drink full?
So tickets to the Eagles.
So tickets to the Eagles. We had, I think we were in the fourth row. Nope. Sixth row.
That's perfect.
Sixth row. So I took a picture. You weren't supposed to, but I got it in. So that's a picture from our seats.
Yeah,
that's how
great.
Close we were. And then that's us right before we, I think, went to a concert. I think that's in the MGM Grand. And we had somebody take the picture. And that is my infamous snake picture. Out on the
you told us about that.
I feel
so cool. It was so cool though.
I feel that way about that as I did exactly at the Joel River.
But it's just the weirdest thing that they don't care, they don't ask, they just put this snake on your neck. I mean, if you were deathly afraid, can you imagine?
There would be some fisticuffs involved.
And when I was in college, I knew somebody that had a boa, so I've held them before, so I knew how to hold it.
You look very natural.
Yeah, I knew how to hold it, and then, of course,
that could have been you at a biker rally. Nick, we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, I brought a picture frame, too. Mine is dinky.
Oh, my God.
It's a 4x6, okay? And the object that's on the front of it is 4 inches. Let me ask you, either of you remember where you were September 10th, 2008? Nothing special about the date? Probably not.
No.
I was at Block's Brewery for a concert of the Wreckers, Michelle Branch and Jessica Hart.
Oh.
I knew you were. And this is my my access patch signed by both of them.
Okay.
I had worked on some of their stuff. They were on Warner Brothers Records. And I thought it was really neat to remember that day here in Decatur and the times of OJ.
Did they shut the concert down a couple times because the old guy was calling in from the apartments over there?
What?
Yeah, but I thought a lot of people would remember that day.
It was in the parking lot of like the Decatur Club, right? So it was like the backside of Blocks.
Yep.
And there is that little apartment area right over there.
Commodore.
Something like that. Yeah. And an old guy called the police multiple times. During that show. And it wasn't like a late night thing whatever. It wasn't even that loud.
There was daylight for a while.
But.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and I just noticed for the first time, and this thing is 18 years old or whatever, that at the cross, it's a picture of her face from, and it says meet and greet. So they repurposed from a Michelle Branch tour her credentials for the Block show, and they took a black Sharpie and marked out her name across the top. I never noticed that till just now.
Oh, crazy.
Well, you know, it's good. Waste not, want not.
That's right. Use up the old ones from her.
How environmentally sound.
That's right.
Okay, you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
And we'll see you next week.
All right.
We'll take a break. When we get back here, Nicole's going to join us from the EDC, fresh off a trip somewhere. I saw on LinkedIn, featured speaker at a big deal, and I'll maybe preview something for next week. I don't know what we can talk about, what we can't talk about.
Okay.
How's that for a tease?
This is a good tease.
All right, we'll be back. Stay tuned.
Hickory Point Bank is invested in Central Illinois for the long haul, for every customer, for every community, for a strong future. They know that through charitable donations and volunteer efforts, local charities and nonprofit organizations can have a positive impact on individuals in need and improve opportunities for people in the communities we call home. At Hickory Point Bank, investing is who they are, what they are, and why they are. HPB in Action is about colleagues shaping their neighborhood and engaging with their neighbors through community giving and community action. They realize that with collective efforts, they can make real change happen in the communities in which we all work and live. Each month, Hickory Point Bank will highlight these efforts with Community Invested, a live segment with Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and podcasts available online at nowdecatur.com. Hickory Point Bank, Community Invested, member FDIC.
Join us on May 4th from 12 till 5 p.m. at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater for an exciting Decatur Park District Arts Jamboree. Unleash your creative side as you paint pots, create art, make friendship bracelets, shop the plant sale, preview arts programs, and more. Be sure to mark your calendars and gather your friends and family for a day full of artistic enjoyment at the Arts Jamboree. For more information, visit DecaturParks.org or visit our Facebook page.
Those extra services the other guys charge for, they're just part of what we do at Carpet Weavers every day.
Free expert design advice.
Free pre-measures and estimates. Free samples delivered to your door.
Free lifetime warranties.
We're more than just quality flooring and furniture at the best price. We take care of our customers, from selection to installation and beyond. Come home to Carpet Weavers,
where floors, furniture,
and family meet.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Okay, we're back here on a Friday. Masters underway after the shortened day yesterday because of 2.5 hours of rain. And that means more golf for me today. Good stuff. Nicole, welcome back. Where were you?
Good morning. I was in Omaha, Nebraska at the Plant-Based Products Council conference. It's a mouthful. PCP. Or PBPC.
Is that all foods or was it plastics and stuff too?
Everything. So everything? Yeah, and anything kind of circular bioeconomy. So plastics, food, really non-food related actually, but yeah, it was super interesting.
And so you were a featured speaker or a panelist.
I was.
Okay, how does that happen?
Not
that everybody doesn't get invited to Omaha to talk about plastics and plants.
So we have been working closely with the Corn Refiners Association and with the Plant-Based Products Council on our IFAB tech hub. And so we've gotten to know the folks over there, James Glick and Robin Bowen. And so they invited me to come speak on one of the panels about creating tech hubs, but then also creating a bioeconomy, sustaining that, what that looks like for companies. So if companies are expanding, you know, you get companies of all size there, but if they're looking to expand, what are the things that they need to know before they come to the community? You know, what's most helpful for us so that we can help them the best? So, yeah, it was interesting.
Do these people have like a sense of humor? And assuming this, like this has got like a very specific place and very specific people. This is a conversation we've been having in this community for years. I remember when what was then A.E. Staley, and maybe at the beginning of Tate and Lyle, now of course Premier, you know, we're replacing petroleum in manufacturing carpet. And people didn't realize, well, you can use corn to literally, you want to use less oil and you want to use less, you know, and that was like, people had no idea. And that's got to be 16, 17 years ago.
Yeah, and so that has come a long, long way. And so, for example, I'll give you an example. So the gift bag that they gave me for being a speaker, it came with a coffee mug that was made with wheat straw and plastic.
Okay.
Right? A journal made with recycled paper on the inside, and the cover was made from cotton. They have ballpoint pens, the conference lanyard were recycled, constructed from rPET material. I mean, when you kind of get into it, you can see how much can be converted from petroleum-based products into bio-based products. And really that is what we are doing here in Decatur.
Yeah.
And that's the way of the future. And so it was fun to be in that group. And I'll be honest, it goes very deep. And one of the panelists on another panel was talking about seaweed, right? Like all the things they can make from seaweed and how fast seaweed grows. It can grow 2 feet a day, right? So we're talking about plant-based products. Naturally around here, it's not going to be seaweed. It's going to be corn, soybeans, things like that. But, super interesting and a pleasure to be meeting with all of us.
What's our reputation in this arena? I mean, our community, you know, Central Illinois.
Oh, big.
Yeah.
So obviously ADM, Premiums of the world are dominant in this space. But there are a lot of smaller companies that are doing some really cool things. And so, everybody, you know, being in the room together there, it was a pretty intimate group. I think I want to say there was about 100 people there. So you really had a good chance to talk to everybody. You had some entrepreneurs in the room and then some more established companies. It was neat.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thanks. It was cool.
It's nice to be, invited elsewhere to tell people about what we're doing here, right? I mean, sometimes we're our own worst enemy in that regard. It's like, what we're doing here has such value, they'd like to know about it in Omaha. Yes. So that's a good thing. So what can we talk about? I mean, I don't know what we can talk about for next week. I'm kind of stoked, and I feel like it's like crickets, and I'm like, I want to get everybody excited. But there's a big deal happening next week.
Yeah, so Innova Feeds pilot plan is opening and going to be, they're cutting the ribbon, as they call it, an inauguration. And so they are commissioning the plant, and so the bugs are being grown. And I was on a call with them a couple of weeks ago, and the first one was hatching, and it was very exciting. It was like somebody was having a baby. They're just waiting around, and it was super fun. So it's, you know, and it's been just such a pleasure, I guess, from my seat, sitting here and seeing them, you know, first from their interest in the U.S. and then their interest in Decatur and then committing and the whole process and getting them here. I mean, this started before the pandemic again. So just to kind of give you a you know, a perspective on the length of time it takes for these things to come to fruition. And this is just their first part of the plant, right? It's going to expand greatly from here.
All right. When were they here meeting the media? How long ago has that been?
That would have been 2 years ago.
Okay, that sounds, I guess, about right. Yeah. So we were up in ADC's office, and they're such a global company. I mean, you know, with the accents and the languages and the, you know, based out of France, and it's so much fun. So I think we're doing our show there that morning, to be able to give you a more detailed, so, cause a lot of people in the media get invited to something or whatever, you know, you kind of get like their version of what happened. We'd rather be there and talk to the folks and let you hear firsthand, you know, the investment they're making is just unbelievable and what it will mean. And then it just feels like the first of many kind of things, doesn't it? I mean, like that is, that there is a good chance to get that snowball rolling here.
Yes. And that's, you know, that was kind of the front end of the snowball. And now it's, we've got these other projects lined up, right? LG Chem, Broadwing, and others that are at TCCI, of course, right? All these that are coming. And again, though, it takes a little bit for the walls to actually go up and get into production, but they were the first and they're getting there, and it's very exciting.
Well, we're very excited for them.
And just really good people.
Help them tell their story, because it is very different to us. You know, one of the things you notice when you go to Europe or you travel abroad somewhere, we're so centric to how we do everything here that we really, as people, don't have a great understanding of how the rest of the world operates.
Sure.
And this protein thing, you know, if you buy a chocolate bar, you know, in Europe, this is what you're doing. And I know everyone here goes, you know, or we don't understand it fully. I just think the fact that the jobs and the money and all the stuff that's going to be created right here is such an amazing story for us, that we want to be out there making a big deal for them and then let everybody know.
Absolutely.
Well, congratulations to you. I mean, I know this is a full circle thing.
It is. Yeah. It's fun to see, and it's great, especially when you get a chance to work directly with the company and just getting to know the people and how excited you are for them, because these are big career moments for them as well. And it feels like you're celebrating your friend's achievements.
Yeah.
And so we're super stoked.
And I want to thank Dane and the crew from ADM and everybody for helping to work on this. And hopefully that will come to fruition, and we'll be out there next week.
Yeah. Hey, was that hatching in Decatur?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. So they're already here in the lab.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What, do you think they were going to fly them over?
Maybe. I mean, to get a jump start. Seriously, why not?
I don't know. So it's super interesting. I mean, they're very, I don't know if temperamental is the right word, but they have to get adjusted to their environment, right? And then the amount that you're feeding them and what kind you're feeding them. I mean, if you've, well, you know, you have a baby at home.
And I have a fish tank.
And it's, oh my God, same. Yes, oh, same. It's fish. Yeah. I'm like, why is your water cloudy today? What's going on? Yeah, it's, I'm sure their work is a little more technical, but yes, it very much felt like raising a child. Like, oh, is it making it gassy? I don't know. Are we switching formula?
That's neat.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right. Well, we hope to make that happen. It's going to happen for one way or another next Thursday. So kudos to them. And it is amazing how quick 2 years goes by.
Oh my gosh. It goes, you know, I look at my schedule sometime and I'm like, when is there a break? There's no break, right? I mean, you're just going from 1 year into the next and the next, which is good, right? It means we're super busy. But yeah, the years are certainly, they seem like they're picking up pace. It's probably just a product of
older, I guess. It is, you know, the older you get, 1 year means less and less just math. There also seems to be, you know, economic development to me, I've been doing this for a long time, 28 years, 29 years. I don't, it was always, well, the state can't get anything done, can't get any. I mean, there was a lot of excuses about why things weren't happening.
Sure.
And I don't mean that as a pejorative to anyone or person or any, it just sort of felt like, well, we'll just go with the narrative that the state's hard to do business with, so therefore it's hard to get anybody to look at the state, so therefore it's hard to get anybody to look inside the state, which means getting to us. Mm-hmm. That just felt like that was the message.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that there wasn't stuff that happened and things have happened, but it just feels different today. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like it's pie in the sky. I don't feel like I'm just being, you know, the red. It's, there's actual traction and it's sticky and one thing's rolling into another thing and rolling into another thing. And maybe not all of it will come to fruition, but man, it feels like the ball is just rolling.
It is. It is. And you know, there's a lot of factors that play into that. One of which, though, the state is getting a lot better job of celebrating its wins and telling its story.
And they listen to people. I had this conversation with Deputy Governor Andy Menar out of Farm Progress. Mm-hmm. He said the first year, you know, the first administration, first term, you know, they were doing so much catch up, but he goes, we finally started sitting down and listening to business leaders and people. Yeah, you can have all this over here, but if you look at the state overall, it's not nearly what people will paint it on some political sides. And in fact, there's been tremendous growth.
Mm-hmm. There has been. You know, that actually, I was talking to a company when I was in Omaha and they said, you know, we're looking in Nebraska. You know, we want to look in Illinois, but we just hear it's really unbusiness friendly. I looked them straight in the eye and I said, well, if that was the truth, then why are we winning so much?
Yeah.
And they said, well, that's a good point. I'm like, listen, you got to look at the overall cost of doing business and some, you know, and the type of business you have. And for them, it would make perfect sense for them to be in Illinois and specifically in Decatur. And so we're working on that now, obviously. But, you know, it's just, again, if you're not out there telling your story and you're not celebrating and you're not loud about it, others will take the opportunity to put you down because it's a competitive environment. It, that happens on sports teams. That happens.
But it happens in politics and it doesn't matter whether it's good or bad for the state to them. You know, and this goes red, blue either way, right?
Yeah.
You go, this is a blue state where the red says nothing good happens here. You can go to a blue state, you know, or a red state and the blue will say nothing good happens here. But if you look at the facts and over the last couple of years and what they've done with rainy day funds and what they've done with recruiting businesses, and Illinois is ranked very high in, mm-hmm. in those recruitments over the last couple of years, yes. compared to all of the other states.
Right. Right. Yep. And we keep moving up in the charts and, you know, but it takes a lot of work to get your finances in order, to get your business on the right track. Right. So if you look at Illinois as a business, the most helpful thing we can do is to have your employees championing your business and, you know, working to make things better and make improvements where improvements need to be made so that we all win.
Absolutely.
For the people keeping track at home, you have like 4-year lead up to Nova Feed and you listed other projects, Broadwing, mm-hmm. TCCI that are going to come. They're actually here. Boom, boom, boom. Do you have a sense for after that? I'm being a little greedy here. Does it feel like we're now running and the community could start to see this stuff happening? Or could we maybe temper our expectations? Where do you feel like the trajectory is?
No, I think the expectations should be that you'll start to see, you know, there's so much work that has to be done before you ever see any, you know, any turning of the land or, you know, stakes in the ground. And so I would say within the next 3 years, you're going to see all of these up, right? But it takes a while to get going. But once they're up, in the meantime, you're going to have more in the pipeline that are on their way, right? And so,
that's more of the question. You feel like the pipeline's going now?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But there's stuff we have to do as a community on the other end of that workforce development. You know, there's a lot of things mm-hmm. where. Hey,
we gotta do our part.
We're bringing this. Yeah. We may have more, but it's all going to be depending on what kind of workforce you have to fill those jobs. I mean, that goes hand in hand with all this. And in a perfect world, you bring brain power into your community, meaning some of these companies are going to recruit and hire people to move mm-hmm. here and work here.
Yep.
And then you get the workforce here ready for these jobs, because people aren't going to invest this kind of money if they know they're going to have a hard time hiring the people to run what they've spent all this money on.
Right, exactly. So you have to tackle it from both ends, right? From a community perspective, we have to be ready for people to move in, which means we need housing, we need new apartments, we need, you know, all of that, the quality of life aspect for people who are new and we're trying to attract here. So that has to be worked on. In the meantime, we've got to work on upskilling and bringing folks into the fold that maybe haven't worked in a number of years since the pandemic. We've got to bring them into the fold. So looking for resources and programming for that. It's got to happen at all all, you know, all the way up and down the ladder, because that's how you get career paths, right? If you kind of think of it as a ladder, you're not going to move from one, you know, the very bottom rung to the very top. You've got to move throughout that, and you've got to also have to make room for that. So that's, you know, that's something that we're constantly focused on working on as well.
But in this world, we're sort of, it's crammed down our throats that it's always an either or proposition. You got to do it all.
Gosh, no,
and you have to do it all simultaneously, right?
Yes.
And the good thing is, you know, the city spent a lot of money looking at our workforce, and developing, or they know where underdeveloped areas are, and mm-hmm. there's different stories behind those. So a lot of this work's been done. It's just a matter of getting it over the hump.
Yes. And so because of that workforce ecosystem study, now we have a plethora of data that we're using for a federal grant for a recompete, is what they're calling it, recompete distressed area pilot program. And we're a finalist for that. And we found out that we are the only, I thought we were one of two, but we are the only community in the nation that received Tech Hub designation. And in our recompete phase one approval, plan approval, also have a plan to boost that Tech Hub workforce. We're the only one in the nation out of hundreds and hundreds of applications that have a plan ready to go that we're asking for funding for. And so that application is due on the 25th of this month. It's been a little nutty of getting that ready to go, but that's another one that's going in. So again, we're looking at this from all angles. We're trying to find resources, really big. I mean, we're talking tens of millions of dollars, right, to pour into our economy, both on the workforce side, on the infrastructure side, to start building out these ecosystems so that when these companies come and we can sustain our current companies, that we continue to win.
All right. You've got to go to a meeting right now to get ready for the 25th of this month.
Yes, I do. So, 9 meetings day. It's a way to finish up the week.
It's a good thing, though. It's just kudos to you and everyone that's involved, because I just feel like there is more teamwork today than there has been for a long time.
Absolutely.
And that is a lot of the battle, prioritizing what we need. You could talk to political figures from the past, and the county would tell them one thing, the city would tell them one thing, the park district would tell them. Now everybody seems collectively in, what do we need to do in common to make all this happen?
Definitely. Yep. And that takes years of relationship building. And I think we're there, and it's exciting, and just so much coming, and our future is so bright. It's amazing. Super bright, even on this rainy day.
All right. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. We'll be back to wrap things up right after this.
Today we've got rain and then mostly cloudy, then gradually sunny, high near 62 and some wind. Tonight, clear and windy, low around 41. For Saturday, sunny with a high of 74, and Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 82. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 46 degrees. Your WSOI time is 8:51.
We get it. Technology is a big part of the world today. At Brinkhotter Realtors, we know that behind every powerful tool, there needs to be a compassionate person dedicated to your goals. We believe that a genuine connection is simply irreplaceable. With us, you get the best of both worlds. Cutting-edge technology and a team of professionals who truly care. Discover the difference at Brinkhotter Realtors, where technology meets heart. Visit us online or call to connect with one of our agents today.
Find your way home. Brinkhotter.com.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. The final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Well, since we have a couple of minutes, let's talk about this tax story, which I found to be fascinating, because they not only broke out the average American, what you pay in taxes in your lifetime, but also state by state. And there's gigantic differences.
I imagine. Yeah.
Some of that's population-based, some of that's... But people in New Jersey pay almost $1 million in taxes in their lifetime.
Wow.
Versus the 500 and... What did I have the number at?
You just told me it was around 600,000.
It's five something.
Yep.
Is the average across all of people.
A little more than half.
And then you have some states where they're paying as low as $300,000 in their lifetime.
Wow.
We all got to have roads.
That's right.
Schools.
Right.
You know, I mean, what is the difference?
I don't know. I mean, lots of things. The infrastructure, the actual amount of roads, the amount of stuff, the amount of degradation, I mean, the amount of programming, you know, so yeah, it's vastly different.
But you look at a place like Florida,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people pay a lot less in taxes, and it's what makes it attractive to a lot of people. It's why a lot of athletes will choose to live there, or take a deal there because, you know, with no state income tax, you know what your paycheck looks like versus living in Illinois.
Right.
I mean, when you're talking millions and millions of dollars, but the same thing for everyone, right? I just thought it was fascinating. I don't know if that number is fair or unfair. I mean, you know, how do you put a value on the things you use every day in your life?
Right.
Right?
Exactly right.
Like, what is it, you know, if I didn't have roads, although that's a sore subject with me in the state of Illinois, because we have roads that are in terrible shape, right? And I still keep paying the same amount of taxes. They just have put the money somewhere else. We're not very good at that.
That's right.
But would this ever factor in to where you would live or not live?
Like, if I were looking to move, yes.
Okay,
but I'm not.
I just meant,
yeah,
would it general. Be?
Certainly. Be part of the formula. And then I'd have to look if it's apples to apples. Like, okay, so maybe I pay more in taxes, but this is more affordable here. And so it doesn't, what's my net? What does it come out of my?
Sure.
Yeah, my lifestyle. So.
But here's the crazy thing. Let's just look at the top one. New Jersey residents pay, on average, $987,117. In lifetime taxes. That's the highest in the nation. Okay. Washington, D.C., which is not very big.
Yep.
Compared to New Jersey, is second on the list with $884,820. And they have some of the worst performing schools, the worst in the nation.
Yeah.
How do you reconcile that?
It's hard to make sense of a lot of it. Just need better.
And you would
leaders.
Think the bigger you are, the lower that bill would be.
Well, no.
I mean, population-wise, more of you paying in would be less average.
But it's more use, more degradation. I mean, the roads need to be done more often.
Then how is Washington, D.C. second
I
in
mean,
the nation?
Yeah, I mean, different setups. But yeah, more means more cost.
But also more people to help.
But it's proportionate.
Okay.
Should be. I mean, it's designed to be that way. Actually, that's not fair. Everywhere is different.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I
there's no way to talk
conceptually,
about.
Conceptually, you're right, but yes. It doesn't mean that that's the way it's playing out because Washington, D.C.
Right.
is not comparable to New Jersey in any way, shape, or form in the number of roads, in anything.
No, it's not.
Connecticut and Massachusetts are third and fourth. And then the lowest tax state is West Virginia with a lifetime cost of $358,407. These are all averages, by the way.
Yeah.
And when you think about the sheer number of people who don't pay any federal taxes.
Yeah. It's all crazy.
I mean, to get to that average.
I'd like to read this over the weekend and come back to it because I'd like to just kind of pick some stuff apart and see if I see any trends.
Okay, well, April 15th is the tax deadline. Yep. I think it was, you know, USA Today wrote the story that I was reading.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, their data, I mean, USA Today is an organization that I trust.
Yeah.
but literally, it's also how Americans are moving from high tax to low tax states. And then what COVID did to impact that because of remote work, where you had more choices about where you live, regardless of where your job is.
Sure.
I mean, that is a thing.
Can I sneak in a quick plug?
Absolutely.
Okay. Tomorrow is the first of the series of Cars and Coffee. Of the Macon County Animal Shelter is who is being benefited 8 to 11 on 661 East Wood Street. No cost. You can give donations. It'll go to the Macon County Animal Shelter tomorrow morning.
right? A couple blocks from here, and get your last minute mega raffle tickets to get into that early bird drawing.
Yep. Go to, sttmega.com, and they're drawing around noon, I think, today for that first 10 grand early bird drawing. So, we will, let you know. And then don't forget, May 24th, the grand prize drawing at the KC Hall. That's it for us. Podcast driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. If you missed any of the show today, we'll see you Monday. Enjoy the Masters this weekend. Have a great one.
WSOY Decatur and W277 DB Decatur. WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The Office of Executive Inspector General is reporting progress in investigating whether state employees improperly obtained federal Paycheck Protection Program loans. The office has concluded of 325 cases, 275 resulted in findings of wrongdoing. The Inspector General's office has consistently recommended the discharge of employees found to have engaged in this misconduct. The 275 cases involve employees under numerous agencies under the OEIG's jurisdiction. Illinois' airports fared better last year than the national average for flight delays and cancellations. The U.S. Department of Transportation reports 78.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.